Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa, and today I'm in company of Sofia Mocorrea, director of The Kidnapping of the Bride, in the Karlovy Vary Film Festival section, Future Friends, Generation Next of European Cinema. Hello, Sofia, welcome.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So, first of all, would you like to introduce your film to our listeners? How would you describe it?
The Kidnapping of the Bride, El Secuestro de la Novia, is a film about a couple. Luisa is from Argentina, Fred is from Germany. They're getting married, and with the wedding, there come the expectations from the families and all the traditions. And they originally had a very floating love where genders are not so important, and they feel they kind of created this new way of being together. And with all the expectations and the traditions, the very wayless relationship gets pulled down, and they start to not recognize each other anymore. So Luisa starts to wear a white dress. Fred engages in this tradition that it's called the Kidnapping of the Bride, that it's a tradition that it's still taking place in rural parts of Germany and Austria too, that it's a fun game, supposed to be funny, where the bride gets kidnapped during the wedding. And so also Luisa gets kidnapped and taken to a police station where she is interrogated, and Fred has to go and find her and swap her free against like alcohol or money or whatever. And it's very patriotic tradition, and yeah, that's what the film is about, how traditions can kind of change love and ways of being together, and how we always also get caught up with our socialization and we betray ourselves a little bit sometimes.
What was the starting point of this film? When you first know about this tradition, let's say?
When I first found out, so my mom, she's from Argentina, my dad is from Germany, and she actually got kidnapped to a police station during her wedding. So this was the first time when, like, she told me when I was a child. So, and then I forgot. And then while I was investigating my origins, because I grew up between these two very different cultures, I was watching pictures and I watched my parents' wedding tape. And then I remembered she told me, and I was like, what happened there? And I originally, I'm still writing the feature film to the same theme. And I wanted to do a feature film, but in my film school, I had to do a short for graduation. So I just decided to use some ideas I had for the feature for a short to do kind of a proof of concept, to do try and error, try out scenes, try out to work with a bigger cast. So, but what happened was I saw this video and I was really shocked what happened there. And I also thought about it, okay, is it still happening today? Because that was like in the beginning of the 90s, end of the 80s. So it's probably, it doesn't happen anymore. And then when I did research and I talked to my producer, and she said, yeah, I was at the wedding where the bride got kidnapped. And I was like, what? It's still happening. And then I did more research and I found out that that in Germany it's still happening in some parts. In Austria it's still happening. Actually, in Karlovy Vary, a lot of people after screening told me, oh, I was kidnapped or my friend was kidnapped. It's super common here. And I found it very interesting. And so for me, it was really important to set the story today to show how we reproduce this kind of traditions and don't question them. And why do we do that, actually? And that this is like a question I also want to find an answer to in the feature film, because in a short, it's very compact. It's like a preview of the whole story. And yeah, that's what I would love to do.
This is your graduation film, right?
Yeah.
But it went like in a lot of festivals. The Sundance, you won a prize there, and in Berlin. How makes you feel this all this attention and these awards for your film, your graduation film?
It feels really nice. Although I don't know, my producer always gets mad at me because she said I can't enjoy it, because I'm like happy for 2 seconds and then I think about the new film I have to do and how do I get up to the expectations. That's a lot, like a lot also, like when you win prizes and people give you a lot of attention, of course there is like an expectation to your next film, so I'm really trying to deal with that. But I'm also, I love shooting and I'm really motivated to go on making my films. I just came from a short shoot. I shot a really small scene also for a practice purpose somehow yesterday, also to try out cast for the feature film. And I always, I get a thrill out of shooting and creating. So it makes me feel good. It gives me validation and it gives me also power to go on. And at the same time, gives me a lot of fear because of the expectations. It's a mixed feelings, a lot of mixed feelings. And I feel I have to learn to enjoy it a little bit more. Yes.
How important do you think short films are to someone venturing into directing?
My experience is that they are very important, especially like my last fiction short. It was my first fiction short and it went okay to festivals. It didn't went to huge festivals like this one, but it helped me a lot to get to know the industry and the world. And it also helped me to also like giving me validation, like saying you're doing something right. And it's very important for me to do shorts to get to know the way of doing films. It's very different to do a short than a feature, I feel, but still it's a beginning, and it's a beginning in a smaller scale. So you can really try yourself out, and you can really get to know yourself as a writer and director. So I feel shorts are amazing, even if you already did a feature. Sometimes it's nice and good to do a short because it's a very own form also of film, and it helps you to concentrate on the very essential parts of a story. Now I met a director in Torino who did an amazing, very long feature, and he said, I want to do a short now and then I do my next feature. And that's like really nice because it grounds you somehow and it gives you new ways of creativity, I feel. Yeah.
Now that you're in pre-production, let's say, of your first feature film.
The writing, still developing.
The developing. And it has the same story of your short film, kind of, the inspiration, let's say, it's the same. Can you compare, let's say, the preparation of the short film with this preparation? Do you feel there are some differences or some things that are still commons?
There will be still be some things that are common, like the main protagonists will be the same. The families, in the feature film, it's a lot of more character work, like in the development. That's why I'm taking so long for the development, because I feel that it's important that the family members are not like caricatures, but they're like protagonists, like that they're real people in the film. And I want to create more and tell more the story about the background of the two characters. Why are they how they are? Why do they react and act how they are? Why are they together? Why are they getting married? Where do they come from? And this is very important, I feel, to understand why do you follow kind of rules, or why you do fall back in kind of socialization and traditions. So it's the development is already different of the feature. Also, because with the short, I was really free in the sense that I just said, I know I will do the feature. I will just try an error. So this was kind of freeing. And I kind of tried to remain this feeling of creating in the feature to take the pressure away a little bit and to get this kind of naivety a little bit back in the working process. But at the same time, it's really important in a feature that your characters work and that you give them a voice and an importance. And this is, I think, the most challenging or the biggest difference, that there is a much bigger corpus around the story. And also it goes a little bit further than a short film, and it starts more earlier in the story. So it's a very challenging but very exciting work. And regarding pre-production, it will be different because I will probably also shoot in Argentina. It depends a little bit on the script and the foundings. But so this is already another challenge. And the cast is a bit bigger than in the short. This is also a challenge. But other things are similar, like that we will use similar locations, probably not the same we had in the short, but we know like a little bit already what we want, what did work, what didn't work, what did we like, what did we not like. With my producer, we are like really seeing some parallels in the process, but I think in the development is the biggest difference. Yes, sorry, so long.
No, it was great. And let's talk now about your experience at the Carlo Vivari Film Festival with the other feature films director. How was it?
It was, I don't know, I just came back, I feel, and it was really beautiful. It was very well organized. I really loved all the films. They were so different. But at the same time, there was something of unity between us. We became close friends. It was, I don't know, it's still like, I'm still like in the cloud of the nice time I had in Carlo Vivari. Also, it was very interesting about the program to talk to sales and agents, to talk to festival distribution, to understand how the processes work. I got to know a little bit about that on other festivals, but not that concrete and concentrated in a small group and exchanging. Also, I felt a lot of the like of us were on different stages in our career, but at the same time, we all of us had this short that is launching right now. So it was really nice to speak about different experiences, to help each other out, to give advice, to get advice. That was really nice.
Thank you very much, Sophia, for being with us.
Thank you. I had a great time, Federica.
Thank you. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.